Municipal. Measure E, City of Belvidere. Shall the City of Belvidere be authorized to continue adjusting its appropriation limit for the annual Fire Protection and Emergency Medical Services Levy, pursuant to Article 13B of the California Constitution, for the period of July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2024? The levy for fiscal year 2020 to 2021 shall not exceed the rate authorized in Chapter 3.28 of the Belvidere Municipal Code. The current levy is $832 per residential dwelling unit, $948 per occupancy in commercial structures, and $167 per vacant parcel. Yes? No. City Attorney's Impartial Analysis of Measure E, City of Belvidere, Fire and Emergency Medical Services, Appropriations Limit Adjustment. This ballot measure authorizes the adjustment of the City of Belvidere's appropriations limit under Article 13B of the California Constitution for the period July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2024, to allow for the continued expenditure of the approved annual Fire Protection and Emergency Medical Services tax adopted by the city's voters in 2000. The maximum amount that may be derived from this levy cannot exceed the rate authorized by Chapter 3.28 of the Belvidere Municipal Code. The amount of the levy for 2019 to 2020 fiscal year is $832 per residential dwelling unit, $948 per occupancy in commercial structures, and $167 per vacant parcel. Adoption of this measure will increase the city's appropriations limit to the extent of the proceeds derived from the levy for the next four fiscal years, and Article 13B of the California Constitution requires this adjustment of the appropriations limit to be approved by a majority of the electors voting on the measure on March 3, 2020. A yes vote on this measure authorizes the city to adjust its appropriations limit and thus to continue expenditure from its approved levy for fire protection and emergency medical services for four more years, commencing July 1, 2020. A no vote on this measure prohibits the city from adjusting its appropriations limit and thus from expending the proceeds derived from its approved levy for fire protection and emergency medical services after June 30, 2020. Signed by Emily Longfellow, City Attorney, City of Belvidere. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure E. If you desire a copy of the ordinance, please call the City Clerk's Office at 415-435-3838, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure E. A yes vote on Measure E is essential to continue providing professional paramedic and fire protection services to Belvidere's residents. A yes vote continues the existing measure. Measure E is not a new tax. The citizens of Belvidere receive exemplary fire and emergency medical services through the city's contract with the Tiburon Fire Protection District. All residents benefit from these essential services provided by a highly qualified agency. Every 4 years since 2000, Belvidere voters have overwhelmingly supported continuing measures to fund our fire and emergency medical requirements. 2020 marks the fifth renewal of the measure. As approved by Belvidere's voters, Measure E will allow for continued funding for another 4 years, adjusting for changes in local cost of living and population. A yes vote on Measure E will ensure that the city has the funding to continue these essential services. Justin Fagioli, former Mayor and Citizen of the Year. Kenneth Johnson, former Mayor and Citizen of the Year. Sally Wilkinson, Chair, Yes on E for Belvidere. Adam Gavzer, Chair, Belvidere Block Captains Committee. Whitney Lee, Vice President, Belvidere Community Foundation. Argument against Measure E. No argument against Measure E was filed.